U of I President Joseph White says he hadn't even known about the Category I list until after the Chicago Tribune broke the story in late May. The president told the panel, in his opinion, no one above the level of dean should be involved in admissions decisions, and those decisions need to be final unless a demonstrable error is found. His statement was followed up by a question from commission member Mary Beth Vanderweel.
Why do you think no one came to you and said, we have a problem here? The line is being crossed on a regular basis.
I've really pondered that, and I think it really bothers me. And, you know, I'm on videotape to the university community on behalf of the university auditors saying, you know, the most important thing is ethical conduct. And if in doubt, raise it. Don't sit in silence. And so I wish people had come to me.
White pledges to institute a code of conduct for the admissions process and bar higher university officials from getting involved. He had praise but no recommendations for the future of Urbana Chancellor Richard Herman, who passed along requests from trustees to admit underqualified law school applicants. And White also declined to pass judgment on those trustees who put pressure on the admissions process, but White's two immediate predecessors did pass judgment. James Stuckel, who White succeeded in 2005, told the commission he chose to retire because the Board of Trustees became increasingly politicized under former Governors George Ryan and Rob Blagojevich.
Over the years, I built up a reasonable reputation in terms of dealing with institutional issues, having been here for all these years. When I saw that I would no longer have any control over what was going to happen at the university, I did not want to be a part of the university and be responsible as president for what might happen under those conditions.
Stuckel says some current trustees can stay on the board if only to assure continuity, but he recommended the removal of current chairman Naranjan Shah, a Blagojevich appointee, former chairman Larry Epley, and trustee Robert Vickery, who were both appointed by Ryan. Stuckel's predecessor, Stanley Eikenberry, says he'd like to go even further and remove all trustees, with the exception of Ed McMillan, who was appointed by Governor Pat Quinn.
While a few trustees, some of whom have been discussed this morning, stand out as tragic examples of the abuse of power, I think all trustees have to share some measure of responsibility for the current state of affairs in which both the board and the university find themselves.
Eikenberry says in his day, the U of I's elected Board of Trustees protected the institution from the rough and tumble of state politics. But under Ryan and Blagojevich, he says the school had become just another state agency. The commission is due to issue a final report to the governor by August 8th. Chairman Abner Mikva says he hopes their recommendation will be one that builds a firewall around the university's admissions process. He says he didn't expect the extent to which the process had become politicized.
It's not that it doesn't exist elsewhere, and it's not that I didn't suspect that there was some influence, but that it just has become almost a matter of routine with the whole idea of a separate list and the idea of the chancellor involving himself so heavily in individual cases. That surprised me.
The governor's panel is scheduled to hear more testimony on Wednesday. State Senator Chris Lauzon is scheduled to testify. He's one of the lawmakers who contacted the university on behalf of an applicant. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.